Laundry Show brought to you by PetSmart, where you'll find smarter solutions for healthier, happier pets.
And now, the Phil Hendry Show with Phil Hendry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Hendry.
By the way, Art Bell is going to be on the show later to explain why he's retired. Bob, you were saying you have a restaurant that was targeted by a local investigative team, right?
Yeah, the Channel 19 investigative reporter, her name is Donna DeCruz. They came in, they did what they said was going to be just a review of our restaurant. They had some kind of a hidden camera. They recorded other of my patrons and my employees and had some very, very unflattering things to say about a restaurant that I have worked very, very hard to make a success. And I guess my point is these investigative reporters who come in and claim you're violating the health codes and claim that you're in violation of these health statutes care not for how hard we have worked. And I wanted you and your listeners to understand that they are being deceived. And I worked my ass off to make this.
All right, I understand you're angry. Donna DeCruz, for people who don't know, is with the Channel 19 News. At 10, she has an Up With People segment. She goes in and does investigative journalism.
I really think it's a misnomer to call it investigative journalism. I think that what she does is slander, attempts to slander businesses and attempts to misreport. And I had called the television station. I had called the general manager over there, Mr. Ronren, and he had said to me that it was out of his hands.
A lot of these investigative reporters, they came into your business, this woman, and was taking some hidden video?
They sent out this DeCruz woman. They had two gentlemen with a camera. She does some interviewing. She was very nice. Her questions, I thought, were great.
And she was there why? Because she said she wanted to do a review?
She said she wanted to come and do a review of our restaurant, yes.
So then they came back?
And a week later they came back. They set a television set up. They started showing me things that they had recorded. And it turns out they had hidden cameras. They had pictures of our kitchen. They had taken some of our food and tested it. And which, by the way, where a lot of that food was tested, I'm familiar with the... It is a medical facility, which I think is suspect. I'm a businessman, and I've worked my ass... I worked my ass off to build up this restaurant, and along comes this television news crew.
All right, let me read some of the things that Channel 19 took to the health department, and the health department cited you, didn't they?
You know, Mr. Hendry, I have worked so hard.
Yes, sir.
To make my business a success.
Let me hold on. Let me read to you. Channel 19's people are telling me they found a busboy and one of the chefs both had staph infections on their hands and they were preparing food without gloves.
If I want to jump in.
I'm going to read the whole thing. You can say what you want. The refrigerator in the kitchen of your restaurant was broken. Some of the meat was over temperature. There was grease in the drink machines and in the ice chute in the kitchen of your restaurant. The employees were not washing their hands after using the toilet. There was evidence of rodent droppings in a food storeroom. There was also evidence of a toilet backed up, which was one of the patrons' toilets. So go ahead. I mean, these are all things that Channel 19 found. They did air it, because I have a videotape of the feature, and they also went to the health department with it. Why is this wrong for them to do this?
Let me explain on behalf of everyone who owns a restaurant. I have worked my ass off in this country, and I have built a business, and here comes Channel 19 to take my dream and roll it up in the toilet paper of their restroom at the Channel 19 restroom.
And Mr. Green, why don't you think Channel 19 or any investigative reporter has the right to expose health code violations of your restaurant? Why don't you think they have the right? And then I want to give our phone number out, okay?
Yes, sir. I lost someone very dear to me on July 19th, 2003. It was my wife, Angela. She was my wife of 4 years.
I'm sorry.
And she died very suddenly. And she was a young woman. She was 32 years of age. And the only thing that has kept me going was either my restaurant, or there were times when I felt like I might take my own life. And just as I was beginning to come out of the blackness of this depression, losing my wife, this group of vultures from this news organization comes into my restaurant and begins to throw around very serious accusations, which wind up on television, and it is negatively impacted my business.
All right, sir, if I could say...
Yes, sir.
I am very sorry for your loss, losing your wife, and I can see how you would... That would impact your business, but the news crew went in there because they had received complaints about your restaurant from as far back as 2002, which, if I heard you correctly, predates your wife's death. And we're talking about toilets backed up, vermin droppings. These are serious things.
And I suppose that's why people come from across town to have one of the best meatball sandwiches you're ever going to have. I suppose that's why people come from across town to have our chicken wrap, to have our chicken Caesar salad. That's why they come across town, because they're worried about Channel 19's perceptions.
All right, well, hold on. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You've retained an attorney because the Channel 19 investigative team came in and found that you had rat droppings. They found that you had a backed-up toilet. They found that your staff was preparing food with infected cuts on their hands. They found that you had refrigerators that weren't working, and your business is doing fine though, as a result, right?
No, well, my business has suffered since the Channel 19 news team decided to this DeCruz woman, who is the anchor, came into my life, lifted her skirt, and relieved herself on my life. On my life.
All right. You have been fined, sir, by the county and told to clean up. You had to settle a lawsuit brought by the family of a 12-year-old girl who came down with salmonella poisoning. You say you're being harassed, but they found health code violations along with a little girl who was poisoned by the food in your restaurant, and you feel you're being harassed. You've retained an attorney.
All right, let me put it into perspective. I sell 300 meatball sandwiches. Most of my business is takeout, so no one's using the toilet. The rat droppings they found, we took care of. We laid traps for those. I got a Chinese and a Vietnamese down the street. They both have restaurants. I'd love to see them go in there and test the food of this Chinese and this Vietnamese guy that I know, Kim Tan, who I've known for 12 years, who's a nice guy, but I know his restaurant is filthy. But because the mayor likes to go in and have his hot and sour soup in there, this guy gets to have a filthy, filth-laden pit for a restaurant. But I...
Well, whether his restaurant has filth in it or not, yours not only flunked a health test from the county, you got a girl came down with salmonella poisoning, and, you know, you're blaming the Channel 19 news crew.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever pulled a woman out of a pool at 2 o'clock in the morning and tried to clear the vomit from her mouth and tried to breathe life into her?
No, I haven't. And I understand that's what happened.
That was what happened with me and my wife last summer. I had to pull her out of a pool at 2 in the morning, clear the vomit from her mouth, and try to give mouth-to-mouth to her. And I was too late. I will tell you...
All right, let me take a break.
No, I want to say this. Channel 19 is conducting a smear campaign against a man who is still suffering from the loss of his wife. And I wonder if this Donna DeCruz, who would be so eager with her cameras, if she found one of her loved ones dead in a swimming pool with a handful of pills in her stomach and a quart of vodka... And I say the health department, they let the Chinaman down the street get away with murder because the mayor likes his hot and sour soup, but I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day and they want to come in, lift their skirt, and relieve herself all over my life and the lives of everyone else that I touch. And I don't think it's fair.
Look, at I'm the first guy to tell you that the overeager news organizations on television these days are so desperate for news that they'll create news. But I love to go into restaurants, as I'm sure you do as well, sir. You operate one, and I don't want to know that there's rat droppings in the kitchen.
And I will ask you the question again. Have you ever pulled a woman out of a swimming pool at 3 in the morning?
No, sir, I have never done that. I thank God that I've never had to do that.
Well, I did.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, that's a tale of... The man's a restaurant owner. He's gotten he's basically gotten a C minus or a D from the county. I mean, his business has been impacted since the television news crew went and they found rat droppings. Janice, you got the list of what happened in that restaurant. I'm not giving the name of his restaurant on the air because who needs to? He's the guy that's gotten a lawyer and wants to sue the county back. Now, a girl went in and ate some food. She got salmonella poisoning, rat droppings, refrigerator that's broken, backed up toilets. Members of his food preparation staff who have infections on their hands are preparing food without gloves, and so on and so forth. And I feel for the guy. He lost his wife. He says the Chinese and Vietnamese restaurants down the street are getting away with murder because the mayor likes the hot and sour soup in there. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And Mr. Green, Donna DeCruz, who we know, and I'm not saying she's a friend, so I don't have, I'm not saying that I've got some. But she says that you called her personally and told her to go shove a camera, quote, up Kim Thatt's ass, not yours, right?
Yes, sir, I did say that because she had come into my restaurant and said she wanted to do a review, and the next thing you know, she's got hidden cameras.
Did you call her a whore?
This is not about me, sir. This is...
I wanted to know, because I don't know whether she's making claims.
No, I might have said that, yeah. But this isn't about me.
All right,
Look, you go down the street to Kim Thatt's restaurant right now, where I wouldn't even want to guess at the health code violations in there, but because this is a guy who's a war refugee from Vietnam, and we feel so sorry for him, and the mayor likes his hot and sour soup, he gets a pass, and I get, I get jail sex from the county, and until you've pulled your wife from a swimming pool at 3 in the morning...
All right, I can't keep talking about the wife. We're here to talk about the health code violations.
Which is exactly why I'm on your program, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Channel 19 found rat droppings, backed up toilets, a lot of things in Mr. Green's restaurant. Here is Ellen. Hello, Ellen. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yes, I absolutely and totally empathize with this gentleman's point about the loss of his wife, and I apologize for that. I'm sorry for his loss.
Thank you very much.
That does not by any means stop the point that you have a restaurant to run, and it has absolutely no effect on your business. You're putting people at risk. You're putting people's health at risk, and the fact that you lost your wife has absolutely nothing to do with your business. And they had absolutely every right to run that story and to make the public aware of the health risk that you're putting people at.
Well,
I think it's a good point.
It is a good point. Here's my question.
And not only that, but you've not answered the host's question at all. You continue to refer back to the fact that you lost your wife.
Well, which question was that? I'm sorry.
Well, the host asked you... whether you think you've put people at risk and about the operation of your restaurant, and you continue to refer back to the loss of your wife as opposed to the point that's being made, and you may possibly want to think about addressing...
Oh, I'd be happy to. I'm sorry. My wife, Angela, was the one who, at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, got in, swept the rat you know, turds, or what do you want to call them out?
Yeah, but so you're not addressing the problems. You're covering the problems up.
No,
you obviously have health violations, and you're upset with people for exposing the things that you need to correct about your restaurant.
I'm trying to answer your question. Why I keep going back to that. It was my wife who kept the kitchen cleaned out.
Okay, well, that's fine, but then you need to understand that your wife is no longer part of that restaurant, and possibly that is a loss, so you need to look to someone else, possibly yourself or a restaurant manager, to then correct that situation.
You know why I'm having problems?
I as an individual, don't know the name of your restaurant, but you can be rest assured that I will not be patronizing your restaurant.
Mr. Green?
You won't get any of my money.
Can I say something right now?
Sure.
I tried to answer the lady's question, but she's coming off sounding just like one of these people that works for the county. She sounds
just like the guy that came in last week.
You sound like just like the guy that came in last week.
Well, sir, you have a responsibility to the public. You are representing to the public that you are serving food that is outstanding, and you're not.
My wife is dead. She cleaned the toilets out. She swept the rat crap out.
Sir, is there no one else on earth that would be able to do that for you now?
Right. Can't you hire someone else?
But my wife used to work the swing shift, the overnight shift. She cleaned from midnight probably till 6 a.m.
So, sir, you need to find someone to replace that element in your restaurant, because you, as a restaurant owner, have a responsibility to the public to serve food that is of standard, that doesn't get 12-year-old girls.
She's going to be hard to replace. She was of Mexican descent.
They don't clean like the Mexicans clean really good. Sir, I understand that, but are you not fixing your restaurant's problem, but now you've gone and you've tried to accuse other people
of not being
of standard either.
And you don't work for L.A. County.
No, sir, I sure do not work for L.A. County. I'm just a normal...
I think you're a liar. I think you're a liar.
Well, sir, that's your opinion,
you're entitled to that. You sound like one of these ball busters from the county.
Watch the language, sir, please.
And you know what, sir?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show will be right back. Oh, we're not breaking yet. I'm sorry. Is Angela still there? Did I hang up? Who was I talking to? Ellen. Ellen, are you still there? I thought we were breaking. Get my guest back on. Bob?
Yeah, Phil. I thought you're breaking a little early because I listen to your show and you usually break it a lot later.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I thought I had a commercial break.
No.
Go ahead and make your point.
Well, I tell you what, Ellen, let Bob finish his point. Loss.
Yeah, I'm going to finish. I'd like to finish my point, which is that my wife was a Mexican and they clean good. And I'm not saying that's what I used her for, but...
But, sir, that does not absolve you of the obligation of serving food that's up to standard and not infecting people with
disease. I have to stop talking to this lady because the more I listen to her, the more I want to gouge my own eyes out. She's just irritated.
I think, Ellen, you're making great points, and the man is caught in a...
Well,
thank you.
The truth.
All right, Ellen, thank you. 1-800-449, what's the problem?
You know, she sounds like the guy from L.A. County, and you know, and I don't care if your wife died, you have responsibilities. And I wanted to gouge my own eyes out with a thing called a Zulu, which is an Alaskan chopping knife. And I wanted to, and it looks a little bit like a pendulum blade. And I wanted to take my own eye out with it. And that's how much I miss my wife.
All right, sir. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here with Robert Green. He owns a restaurant that has been cited for health code violations. He says, why is the county picking on him after his wife has died so recently? Plus, the Vietnamese restaurant down the street is probably filthier, but they don't get cited because the mayor likes their hot and sour soup. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The soul of America. The Phil Henry Show is back.
If you have health code violations in your restaurant where at least one customer was poisoned and you had to settle out of court a lawsuit because of salmonella poisoning from your restaurant, does it excuse you that your wife died 6 months before or that you claim police harassment? Why is that?
Well, I've been harassed by the police since last summer.
Why? Why do you say they're harassing you?
They have been to my home repeatedly. They have asked me, have I beaten my wife? They asked me why she had cigarette burns on her arm. I told them that she was a deeply disturbed woman, that she, you know...
Was she burning herself with a cigarette?
She was a smoker. I can tell you that. And maybe, I don't know. But how do you expect me to pick up every last rodent dropping, if you will, or to clean the grease when I have the death of... And then Donna DeCruz comes in and... She wrapped her lips around one of my meatball sandwiches and said it was great, and the next week hikes her skirt and has a bowel movement all over my life. And I can tell you...
Sir, as much as you have grieved, your language and the way that you are talking...
I'm sorry, sir.
...is inappropriate, and I have an audience that I have to be mindful of.
I'm very sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Green, I live in San Francisco, and I'm a businessman, and I travel a lot. I eat in restaurants maybe 5, 6, 7 times a week.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
One of the things that, and I travel a lot to L.A., one of the things I like about L.A. is that you get a posting in the window in front of a restaurant.
That is from the county health department, yeah, and they have ruined a lot of good people.
But why is it ruining? Because if you really have the situation that you have, that it sounds like you admit... that you had in your restaurant, although you have a lot of reasons why you think it was the case, then why somebody like me should frequent that restaurant or come into that restaurant and put my health in danger?
Well, one of the things, and forgive me, Joe, you're from San Francisco, and while I have a great many friends from up there, people in San Francisco can't wait to ruin a man's business because of the liberal mentality up in San Francisco.
Yeah, but I'm not a liberal.
Well, I understand that, but you people up there, you're like this Donna DeCruz. You can't wait to relieve yourself all over a man's reputation.
Wait a minute.
Let's forget about Sam. This Joe says he appreciates the postings.
Well, I don't, and I'll tell you why. I'd ask Joe the same thing. You got a lot of these, in San Francisco, you got a lot of these, the Chinese, right? How come this guy down the street gets to have, for all I know, he's got busboys crapping in the chili maker, and he gets to have...
Again, I can't have you accusing anybody.
I'm sorry, sir, but the mayor likes the hot and sour. Why don't they go down and harass...
Why does that give you the right to have a dirty establishment and an unsafe establishment?
If I have a dirty establishment, why do I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day?
Well, I don't think that selling 300 meatball sandwiches a day... qualifies you to as a clean establishment.
Not only that, but you had a young lady. She came down with salmonella poisoning. You settled the case, and you've not denied this. And you say that the whole reason why it's okay is because your wife died. Now you're telling me the police are harassing you, asking why she has cigarette burns on her arms and why are they inquiring into her death, sir?
I'm sorry.
Are they inquiring into the circumstances surrounding your wife's death?
Well, if you're trying to say, are they asking, did I kill my wife, that you're getting very close to slander now.
No. I'm just asking, why are they...
Is this Joe there? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Well, let me just say this, Joe. You come down to L.A., you come into my restaurant, and you'll have the greatest meatball sandwich you ever had in your life, and you won't care if the toilets don't flush.
Oh, yes, I will care.
No, why are you going to care? You're not going to care that maybe it was... Well, I don't...
I will care that you have two employees with cuts on their hands that
might have prepared their sandwich.
Food without gloves.
Suppose you didn't know anything about it. Suppose a guy prepared your meatball sandwich with an oozing sore on his finger, and maybe some of the pus got into the sandwich. And maybe...
Oh, my God!
Wait a second. Wait, I want to take this on. Okay, fine. Are you right?
And you didn't know about it, and you had the best meatball sandwich that you've ever had in your life, and you lived a long, healthy life. What difference does it make?
The next thing you're going to say is that you're serving cats. And what difference does it make if it tastes good?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I'll I'll be surprised if there's a listener on this show that agrees with that point of view.
Well, that's a ridiculous... Not only that, there's a law against that.
I would ask Joe. He says he eats in restaurants 5-6 times a week. The chances that you've eaten cat have gone way up since you eat... The more you eat... Don't you think... And you come from San Francisco and you're trying to tell me you never ate stir-fried cat. Yeah, okay. What you yank the other one?
Let me
see if there's bells on it.
What is the rating on your window of your restaurant?
We got an F. Last month, we got an F.
You know that I've never even seen a B restaurant in L.A.?
No kidding, man. I mean, I saw a C one time, and my wife actually forced me to go in and eat at a B restaurant because she said the food was fair. I said, it's got a B. She goes, I don't care. The food here is great.
See, now your wife is a woman. I only wish that would have married her.
But you got an F.
Mexican.
But you got an F.
I got an F, and I sell 300 meatball sandwiches a day. Count them.
All right, listen, Joe, thank you, and continued success there. Let me go down to Claire. Claire, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I work in an earthen kitchen. It's a deli.
An earthenware kitchen?
We make everything from scratch. It's in a grocery store.
Okay.
And the customers can see every single thing that happens. If you come back from a break and you don't wash your hands, they see it. Every single thing you do there is being watched by the customers, and I think it's a great situation, and the food we put out is very healthy and clean, and I'm very concerned because your guest seems to not be in a state where he can even properly staff his business so that the facility gets cleaned.
No, but you're missing my point. I said to the other guy, he eats in 5-6 restaurants a week. He doesn't care if he eats a cat sandwich so long as it tastes good. Now, I would ask you, if you work in a full-service deli, and I imagine the owner's Jewish?
No.
Because I figure he'd want to cut costs. He would be...
Wait. So far in my program...
What?
So far in my program, you know, the Chinese guy this, the Mexican that, the Vietnamese that, and now the Jewish owner of the deli wants to cut costs.
I don't understand.
Well, if you don't understand, I'd like to have the racial references and the ethnic references... At a minimum.
All right, let me rephrase. Suppose whoever owns your deli brought in a cat carcass and said, I want you to
start... Well, actually, we're an employee-owned business.
Right. Well, what if the guy who is the managing partner, let's say, said, let's start serving up cat because who's going to know the difference in our Philly cheesesteaks? You know that...
I know what goes on behind the counter in the kitchen, and we do not serve cat. We only serve... The highest quality
what are you laughing?
And produce.
You know, you laugh about it, but you can understand what I'm saying. The money you can save... Look, you know the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, Phil? You've had them.
Yeah, I've had them.
You know the little bits of beef that they call that steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, why? I fail at...
Look, you go to a play and they say, yeah, you want a Philly cheesesteak? I go, yeah, sure. What do you mean... What do you mean steak? I know the cheese, but what's this? The steak is the little strips of beef... I'm going to tell you this right now because I've heard it from at least two independent sources. Most of the Philly
Philly cheesesteaks. We make that. We have that on special. And I see that the meat comes from Oregon country beef.
Is
it's
it
grown
steak?
Right here in Oregon. It's free-range meat. It's fresh. I see them cut it up and cook it. And I can feel good about honestly telling our customers that our food is fresh. That it's healthy, that it's not going to make you sick.
Most of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America are some version of cat meat. You think your deli's so great because you serve right in front of the customer. Customers don't know the difference between a scoop of tuna or a scoop of stir-fried dog. They wouldn't know, oh yeah, you want a tuna sandwich? And you could be digging into a pile of, it could be someone's hamster. So what I'm saying...
Look, this is absurd, and it all takes the point off of what we're trying to talk about. And this lady thinks you're mentally disturbed. You shouldn't be running a business because, you know...
I'll bet you that at least 40% of the time your Philly cheesesteak sandwich was beating around a rubber mouse before you bit into it. Are you blowing your nose on the phone, into your hand, or what's going on there?
I was using a tissue.
All right.
And I think that you really...
Yeah.
Need to reconsider your life. I mean,
no kidding.
Obviously you have a lot of problems, and I think that running a business right now is obviously too much for you to handle if you can't properly staff your restaurant.
Well, ma'am, I will say
this. You seem to be a very, very angry person,
I
would hate to be somebody that has to work for you.
I think there is anger there.
Well, I think it's a heck of a world where a man is accused of being mentally disturbed because he objects to you piling a bun high with cat meat. Go ahead and pile it high and deep.
Oh, look at Claire, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Yeah, Claire, thank you for your call. Thank you for calling up, and you and wedding all over my life, too. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Well, you got a foul mouth. You do have a temper problem.
Yeah, what else is wrong? What else is wrong with me?
You blame everybody else for your problems?
What else? Yeah, I just lost my wife, but go ahead, pile it on.
And you and that self-pity with the wife.
I want to ask that girl if she used tissue paper to blow her nose with, or was it just her skirt? She just lift up the hem of the sweatshirt she's wearing?
Mr. Green, I hope and pray that...
I go to jail soon?
No, I don't want you to go to jail. What I want you to do is clean up your restaurant. I think you need a sabbatical. I think you need...
I'm not a priest. So
you don't have to be a priest to get a... I mean a time off.
But just say time off. Don't use a lot of that queer priest talk.
Yeah, but you hate everybody, don't you?
Since Angela died, yes. I had to pull my wife's hair out of a pool filter. Thank you.
Obviously, the man is in no shape to talk. 1-800-449-8686. Well, I can tell you now, do not eat at Bob's Meatball Sandwich Shack. Freaking F from the L.A. County Health Department. But to think that this is a guy who would come on my program racially... Hold on for a minute. Yes, sir. And by the way, like I tell everybody, sir, don't hang up on me again.
No, I just... hold on. I got to make a sandwich, okay? And I'll get back to you.
Meow. Meow.
Yeah, okay, Bill. I got that Philly cheesesteak coming up.
Meow.
Yeah, I get it. It's a cat.
Oh, good. You're quick. Asshole.
Ninety percent of the Philly cheesesteak sandwiches sold in America were beaten around a rubber mouse a week before.